Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms are spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. It started Thursday night and continues today. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. Writer E. Jean Carroll's wrapped up her testimony accusing Donald Trump of sexual assault and defamation. She spent the last day and a half on the stand in Judge Lewis Kaplan's Manhattan courtroom. Trump's already been found guilty of defamation and liable for sexually abusing Carroll decades ago in a department store dressing room. Former President Trump's mother-in-law has been laid to rest. Emalia Niles, mother of former First Lady Melania Trump, was buried Thursday in Palm Beach, Florida. She was 78 when she died. Trump complained Wednesday about the fact his New York trial judge offered little grace for the occasion.
We asked to just delay the trial for one day, and he said absolutely not.
Trump was nearly tossed out of the courtroom this week. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Houthi rebels will continue. While speaking to reporters outside the White House Thursday, Biden acknowledged the U.S. and U.K. strikes may not be stopping the Houthis, but they'll continue anyway. This follows Wednesday's announcement the U.S. is designating the Houthi rebels as a terrorist group. A landmark Department of Justice report into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership and tactics, and communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on a 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others hurt including many young children. A suspect is now in custody following a rash of stabbing attacks in New York City in recent days. The suspect's been identified as 27-year-old Jermaine Regueur of Queens. He was arrested late Wednesday night. In all of the stabbings, the suspect walked up to the victims and stabbed them in the back or abdomen. One victim was able to get into a dry cleaner for help.
He just walked on the street and some young guy behind him, he just stabbed his back.
Thankfully, none of the injuries were life-threatening. An investigation is ongoing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome. Glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. With the year wrapping up and the start of a new, can you believe how fast it's gone, right? But what we generally do at the end of the year, at least has been my tradition, is you look back, you look in the rearview mirror and consider the things that you've got right, maybe the things you could have done better. And in the new year, you know, what are you going to do? Are you open for a change? Are there some things that we need to do differently? Well, our next guest, Tammy Hotzenpiller, who's been a dear friend for so many years, and I love this lady so dear because as a sister in Christ, a prayer warrior, just an outstanding person. I mean, somebody that you would love to know. I mean, she's just so dear because she's so honest. And all these great attributes that she has, it's no wonder that other women gravitate to her because of the just the positivity and being such a woman of God and a woman of prayer. She has focused on fasting for a number of years, and she's become an evangelist in a sense for fasting, basically because it works. And so her new book is titled Fasting for a Change. It's a 21-day journey of discovering who God created you to be. Are you ready for that journey? Well, Tammy Hotzenpiller is with us, and I want her to join us now. Tammy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
So, Bill, thank you so much. It's always an honor to be on your show. You are a good friend of my husband, Phil, and I, and been in our church, and we've been on your show. And I just count it an honor to be with you today.
Well, I hope you don't mind me bragging on you, because I think the world of both you guys. And this is our time. You know, Phil and I, we're blessed to talk most weeks. Yeah. And we have that time. And I don't get as much time with you. I think he protects you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm always busy either with our women's ministry or writing a book. But of course, I love listening to your show. I love hearing him on your show and just appreciate you so much.
Yeah, we do have great chemistry. It's a lot of fun the way we play off each other. And you know the history because you were there in the early days. Phil was one of the first guests that we had on Bill Martinez Live when I was in Los Angeles at K-Bright Radio. He came to the studios and was one of the first guests that we had because at the time, Tammy, after I graduated from Bible college, and I felt like God was calling me back behind the microphone. And I thought, well, God, you know, I was a juvenile before. I was behind the microphone, but I'm, you know, playing music and taking requests and, you know, talking about these basic mundane kind of things. But to get behind the microphone and talk about the things of God, boy, I'll tell you, it was a rather a bit of a wake-up moment and one that was a bit nerve-wracking. But I said, okay, Lord, if this is what you're telling me to do, then I need to pursue something that is going to be consistent with a biblical worldview in pursuit of the truth. And I felt like that's where God was leading me. And here we are 15 years later, and you and I are on, we're on television now.
You know, I just, this hit me in my spirit. And I think who's ever listening right now on the show is God opens doors of opportunity for all of us. There's platforms for all of us. And you may not be a radio host, but you have social media. You can jump on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever platform you use. We all have an audience to share the gospel. And you've been a faithful servant, obviously through radio and now television. So all of us need to get on these platforms, and we need to share our voice, our convictions, the claims of Christ. So, yeah, kudos to you for using this platform for so long. But I'm so grateful to be on your show today and talk about my new book, Fasting for a Change.
Yeah, and I do want to get into that, but you just touched on something right now in terms of what we all can contribute here. We need to activate. We need to activate for the kingdom and kingdom principles. It's kind of like what happened with the prophet when he was served, the bad soup, the bad porridge, right? Because there was death in the porridge. And what did he ask for, Tammy? He asked for, get me the good stuff. Let's dilute the evil with the good stuff. And so what you were just saying, that's what came to mind, is that this is what we need to do, is people who are in control of the good stuff. We need to pour that into the culture, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as an advocate, both as a pastor of a church, as a life coach, I work with the women's ministry. The one thing I do is to empower people, to encourage and inspire people. You know, it's so easy for us to look at someone else and think, I can't do it. You know, they have a larger platform, or they have a larger voice, or they have more money or bigger resource. But I'm just saying to someone right now in my spirit, everyone has a platform to share convictions and truth. And so I just wanted to encourage someone right now before we jump into the book and what we're doing. We're living in a day, Bill, where it's incumbent upon us. I mean, we've seen what's happened since COVID in the last 3 years, since this pandemic. And the enemy has been very strategic. I was on your show last year, and we talked about the enemy brought a spirit of destruction, of fear, of lies. And we are beginning to wake up. I think the church is even beginning to wake up and say, we fell for the lie of the enemy.
Exactly.
And one of the reasons when we get to the book is when Holy Spirit spoke to me, he said, would you be willing to fast for a change? And, you know, I believe we need a change in America. We're getting ready to go into an election shortly. And I really, really believe that we can see a change in America. But it has to start with us.
Exactly.
The change has to start with us. The church, the bride, the believers. And when the change happens, we'll see a corporate change in our country.
Exactly. Well, when you go back and consider the 247-year history of this country, where did it begin? It came out of the churches, right? That was the catalyst for all this great, unless we forget. So we need to go back and re-embrace those founding principles, those what I call, you know, first principles, and re-embrace those to get this country back on track, because you're exactly right, Tammy. I mean, should God tarry? Okay, we don't know. I mean, you and I, we've talked about the prophetic, you know, Phil as well. You know, he's a prophecy expert. We look at all the signs and wonders, and we go, okay, Lord, if it's not the final chapter of Revelations, then we need to be about the Father's business. What is the Father's business right now, should this not be the exact appointed time?
Well, you remember in Thessalonians when they all sat around and they're waiting for, you know, the end to come. And he said, basically, one thing he said was, you don't work, you don't eat. Get up. You don't know the day or the hour that our Lord's coming. So we're going to work. We're going to be ambassadors. We're going to be the children of God. And, you know, I just want to say this is probably a new topic for your audience, because most Christians don't understand fasting. And I'd love to delve into why fasting. I mean, we can pray for revival. You know, we can activate revival. But why fast, Tammy? I mean, people ask me all the time, Bill.
And that's a good question. And I'm going to let you unwrap that right now. Why fasting?
Okay, so let me just say this. I grew up in the church like so many of us did, and fasting was not a component that was taught to me. It wasn't one of the spiritual disciplines. I learned about prayer. You know, I learned about worship. I learned about reading the Word of God, but I did not learn about fasting. And yet, Bill, the Bible's replete with story after story after story, Old and New Testament, on fasting. Exactly. So why fasting? Why did Jesus say when the disciples came to him and they could not cast the demon out of this little boy, he looked at him and he said, "Howbeit this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting." Why is it in Matthew 6 when the disciples came and he took up on the mountain and he says, when you give, when you pray, when you fast, the church is supposed to fast.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
A little bit. Most of your listeners and viewers probably know that we're living in a day of what's called intermittent fasting. It's kind of a new, chic, cool thing to do. We're all fasting for weight loss, or we're fasting for our health. And I will first of all say the enemy will take anything biblical and he will try to substitute it. So this isn't a physical fast for my physical well-being, although there will be the benefits of it.
Yes.
This is a spiritual discipline where I literally am learning how to take my flesh and say no to food. Now, let me go a little deeper here, Bill, because most people don't understand this. Mm-hmm. The word in the original language, fast, in the Greek, means no food. In the Hebrew, it means shut your mouth. So literally, it's a picture of not eating or consuming food. It's not about fasting from social media or Netflix or shopping, which are some things churches are trying to teach today. I think it's great to omit those things from your life. But when we're talking about a spiritual fast, Bill, it's me saying to my flesh no to the desires of my flesh, so I say yes to kingdom principles and kingdom prayer requests.
Exactly. Well, this is God mandated. I mean, we have to follow what God has said, not what man said, right?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, it's a spiritual discipline. And, you know, so for me, I fast on a regular basis. Now, I want to say to those listening, I'd love to have you join us starting January 21st for a 21-day national corporate fast. So I'm inviting churches. My book is out. I'd love you to get my book on my website or on Fasting for Amazon. You can find it. But I lead you in a 21-day fast, and I have coaching videos every morning for you for 21 days on my website. And I'll walk you through these 21 days that we're looking for personal change in our life. And I've chosen 21 categories that we will ask God for personal change in our life. But what it is, Bill, it is me, and I've now been fasting for many years. I've learned the power of saying no to the gratifying of my flesh and saying yes. So when my stomach grumbles, or when I'm on that clock for breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack, whatever it is, I say no. I literally then am pressing in and saying, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you for this, for this, for this. And it is a war, Bill.
Yes,
it is. It's a spiritual war for those 21 days. My stomach's going to growl. My desires for that chocolate chip cookie, for that, whatever it is I want to go after. But
you had to say chocolate chip cookies, huh? You knew my weaknesses, especially with nuts. I tell people, Tammy, just sidebar here real quick, is that when we get to heaven, it's chocolate chip cookies with nuts.
Well, I'll remember that when I send you some Christmas cookies, right?
Do it before January, because I'm in with you on the journey, okay?
We'll start on the 21st together. But everybody, listen up. What it is I'm learning how to say no to my flesh. Mm-hmm. And I coach people all the time, Bill, if I can say no to food, I can say no to other things, to other temptations that come my way, or things that the enemy brings my way. So it's literally learning we can activate our flesh by saying no to certain things. Now, literally, I'm not trying to get everyone to fast 365 days a year. You fast when Holy Spirit prompts you to fast. You might fast if you're grieving, or for a prayer request, or for a healing, or a breakthrough, or a miracle, or a job. So there's certain times where Holy Spirit will say, Tammy, will you fast today?
Right.
Or will you fast this week? And in my book, Bill, I go through the different types of fast. And you know, what happens if I'm diabetic, or what happens if I'm this or that? And I want to coach people in that. But what I want to teach your audience today is that there is a biblical principle on fasting and learning how to say no to our flesh, to press into the things of the Spirit for supernatural miracles and divine change.
Well, God says in His Word that there is that holy, designated, sanctified fast, right? And that is the fast that is designated by God. Again, like we talked about and what you were saying earlier, Tammy, that this comes from, you know, what God is told us to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember being on your show last year. This is actually my third book on fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And last year I wrote a book called Fasting for Miracles. And as you know, I was believing God for some supernatural miracles. And so that was what I did all year long. I read through that book. It's again 21 days and pressed into the supernatural realm of miracles. But again, this year when I began to write this next book, it was for a change. Because, Bill, I have seen what's happened to America over the last 3 years. I've seen what's happened to our churches as they shut down. They became weak and woke. And I'm not trying to be judge. I'm not the judge of anyone. And and Christ's bride is his bride.
Yes.
But I've seen how we've become weak. Mm-hmm. And I just think we have to change. We have to personally change. I mean, that's why I'm a life coach. I encourage
right.
people to have personal growth and personal change. But I believe that fasting combined with our prayer and that petition to God, we literally can see breakthrough. We can see God take us deeper. We can press in to the supernatural things of God that I really believe his church has really substituted for the things of the world.
Yeah, because we can either take the admonishment of one another, or what are you going to do when Jesus comes for his bride and he has to say, you know, get away from me. I didn't even know you, right?
Well, I think, you know, that verse, it really hits us all because we, sometimes it's scary because we think to ourselves, oh, am I a believer? I don't want mm-hmm. the Lord to look at me and say, depart from me. I never knew you. But right. I do think there's those who have come into what they think is to a relationship with Jesus Christ by works. And, you know, some people will even enter into a fast by works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on a lot of Catholic radio shows. I'm interviewed often with my fasting books. And Catholics, I respect them because they understand fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Protestants and evangelical churches don't often fast. And Catholic churches are so interesting. A lot of my radio shows, they'll say, you really act like you believe in this stuff. And one said to me not long ago, Bill, he goes,
right.
you act
That's
like right. you're doing this out of conviction.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, you know, you've got to be sure that your fast isn't brought before the Lord as something that's routine or rote or mm-hmm. a, you know, and that's the one thing that Jesus condemned or the Pharisees, he condemned the Pharisees of.
Exactly.
Because it was their works. They were bringing their works. We can never bring our works. We bring our, the only righteousness we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure, my friend, when you're fasting, it's a spiritual discipline, and you realize, hey, this is, I'm going to enter into something difficult, but it's something I choose to do as a spiritual discipline.
Right. Yeah, between you and God, it's not like you're going around and people see you and you're frowning and looking awful, and you know, somebody goes, Tammy, what's wrong? You go, I'm fasting.
Right. Well, you know, Bill, along those lines, in my book, I talk about this because there's multiple fasts in the Bible. We know that mm-hmm. there's corporate fast. We know that, you know, Esther called a corporate fast. Joel
yes.
called a corporate fast. Many corporate fasts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to encourage your audience to join us in this nationwide corporate fast for our country. But then again, there are times of private fast. We know that David, after he had his affair with Bathsheba and he was broken over the death of his son, this mm-hmm. child that he had, he went into a fast. There are
right.
many times in brokenness and repentance that we go into a very private, personal fast before God. So you have to determine what this fast is about. What mm-hmm. are you fasting for? What do you want God to do? Are you bringing people around with accountability and like-mindedness and you're fasting together corporately?
Right.
Or is it a personal, private, broken fast?
And you know, again, this reminds us of what we talked about last time. As you go through this experience, we highly recommend you journal this. This is so incredible because you will be so blessed because at the end of the 21-day journey, you're going to be able to look back and see how the Spirit has worked in your life, what changes actually happened, not only for you personally, but corporately, what happened in your marriage, what happened in your family, what happened here in this country. You know, are we going to be able to create a movement of revival? Because that's what's necessary right now for this country to get back on track, should yeah. Jesus tarry.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you said so many great things right there, Bill. And, you know, sometimes I ask myself, are we broken enough yet?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we can be any more broken as a country. I mean,
yes.
my husband was just showing me some things. And of course, you know, he's got his media outlet, AmericanFaith.com. I'll put a little plug in
right.
for that.
Yeah.
But he's always making me aware of news articles. And I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the brokenness of our country. And it reminds me of the brokenness of Israel so many times in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament when the church was broken. And I have to say, God, how broken do we have to be before we see that next great awakening, before we see that revival? But you know who it starts with? We know what Second Chronicles tells us.
Exactly.
If my people who are called by my name will, right?
Yes.
Turn from the wicked ways, humble themselves, repent, then I will hear
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, can ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're talking with Tammy Hotzenpeller, dynamic author, speaker, life coach, prayer warrior, leader of a national women's movement, and, of course, co-pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California. Tammy, you have fasting has become a lifestyle. You've experienced this in so many ways. And the testimonies, even from the last series, from people that were able to bring down strongholds and realize, you know, the positive benefits of fasting and how that's been incorporated in their life. Can you share some of the stories with us, please?
You know, we've had so many, as you know, Bill. I've been on your show numerous times. But the thing I see the most of personally is cancer that's gone and women that cannot conceive that become pregnant. And honestly,
you guys had a bumper crop last year.
Oh,
how many
my God.
We have, honestly,
they're not just baby. I mean, we just had a baby dedication that we couldn't get them all on the stage. But I can't tell you how many of those women could not conceive and went to our prayer wall. We'll mention this. We have a prayer wall at our church, Influence Church here in Anaheim. And we literally activate our faith both with, now remember what Jesus said, prayer and fasting.
Right.
So often your fast is your prayer, but don't forget to talk to him, to communicate with him, to write things down, to look at it. Mm-hmm. In my book, there's a lot of journaling, and I give you coaching tips, and I give you all kinds of discussion questions. But activate that. Write it down. So, again, we've seen so much cancer gone. We've seen so many people that have started businesses. As you know, here at our church, my husband and I are both entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We've seen people through the last 3 years, as we know, our economy is – is hurting tremendously right now. And we've seen people that have lost their jobs that we've coached, and we just help them recreate themselves and start businesses. So many businesses. I will tell you, here at Influence Church, financially, we're stronger than we've ever been, because God is just bringing favor to businesses and business owners in our church. Mm-hmm. So it's not always just an illness that you need. It sometimes is a breakthrough with a job. Yes. Sometimes, obviously, we've seen so many prodigal kids come back, so many parents who thought their kids were gone. We've seen, I'm going to go ahead and say it, we've seen parents whose children were really struggling with their sexual identity. Right. Not knowing who they were, and we began to pray and fast over that these children would understand their identity, who they were created to be in the womb, who God called them to be in the womb. And so we've seen so many young kids come into their identity over and over and over. Miracle story through fasting and prayer.
Tammy, think about it. You just touched on something that has impacted our culture so dramatically. Could you imagine if the churches came together with that mindset and understanding, we would crush this evil spirit that has been given place, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, to your point, the church needs to rally. You know, I've said this on your show before, and we are not in competition with any other church. I don't pass a church and go, wow, I wonder how many people attend there, and are they bigger than me? And
exactly.
Holy Spirit led me many years ago. Every time I go by a church, I lift my hand over that church, and I say, if that is a Bible-believing evangelical church that is sharing the gospel, I pray I bless it in Jesus' name, because we can't be competition with one another. Mm-hmm. We must come together. We must unify. Now, of course, that's what revival is, when he revives the saints, when he wakes us up and he unifies us and he brings us together. But we have this competitive spirit today, and we have to break that off. We have to really pray. And you mentioned when you introduced me that I'm a prayer warrior. One thing I do every single day, in fact, right before I jumped on this show, I was out on my prayer walk, and I literally pray when I pass churches and homes, and God, just wake up and bring revival to your church. Wake up and bring revival to these homes. Wake your children up. That's what we got to see this corporate revival in our country, in our nation.
Exactly. Tammy Hodson-Piller is with us. We're talking about her new book, Fasting for a Change, a 21-day journey of discovering who God created you to be. The book, when is the official release of the book, Tammy?
Actually, just comes out. You can get it on Amazon now. It was released this week, I believe.
Okay, great.
We actually will have our fast starting corporately on January 21st. Mm-hmm. So everyone can join me. And again, my website right there, my name, just TammyHodsonPiller.com. And as you know, Bill, I do morning coaching videos. So for 21 days, I will be your personal life coach free of charge. And just to hold you accountable to these 21 days of fasting. So we're going to be fasting for things like loyalty. We're going to talk about determination. We're going to be talking about commitment. We're going to be 21 days of just really things God has laid on my heart that we personally need change in our life. And then, as I've mentioned to everyone, we all have our own personal things we know we need change, maybe in our homes, in our families, in our children, and in our finances. So we're going to really be fasting for breakthrough and for change in our life.
Can you unwrap that a little bit more? And maybe let's just talk about the first 2 days. What can we expect in the first 2 days of the 21-day journey?
Well, the first day we're going to be talking together, we're going to talk about fasting for confidence. And I love this one because I start in Genesis, and this is, we've alluded to this, so this is great, Bill. I talk about how God made us in his image with confidence. Do you know that Adam and Eve were confident in the Garden of Eden? They had all confidence in everything because God had given them everything. Exactly. And it wasn't until the enemy came and lied to them and said, he showed them a tree that God did not want them to go to. And let's talk about this. Why would God try to keep them from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Because he did not want them to ever have to deal with good and evil. He didn't want them to have to choose good from evil. He wanted them to live in confidence and abundance and victory. But he gave them, like he does every one of us, a free will. Right. And once they chose from that tree, all confidence broke down. And Satan came and he began to lie to them. Did God really say? And so he will try to break down your confidence. That's where he starts. But we, again, like we said, are made in the image of God. So day one is fasting for confidence. The confidence that God wants you to know who you are as a child of God. So I'll walk you through that day, give you some coaching tools, some steps. We'll have some journal entries, some discussion questions. So for that day, we start with fasting for confidence.
Yeah, I like that. Who you are and whose you are, right?
Absolutely.
Amen.
And then what I do, Bill, is I take a biblical character with every one of these in the 21 days. So it'll be Adam and Eve in the first day. And then day two is determination, fasting for determination. And I talk about Nehemiah. So literally for 21 days, we'll have a topic. And then I give you a biblical character who gives us a great example. Patience would be Job, patience of Job. But for 21 days, we're literally going to walk through characteristics so that we literally, in our spirit, can grow and be who God called us to be.
So what do you say, Tam, to, you know, people who have never fasted before? You know, they're listening, they're watching this, and they say, wow, this really makes sense. I'm going to really purpose in my heart. This is going to be, you know, more than a New Year's resolution. This is going to be a gift, because this really is a gift, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a choice, because it's a spiritual discipline. And I like to tell people it's an offering that you're bringing to God. Mm-hmm. You know, we bring him an offering of our prayer. We bring him an offering of our resources. But did you know you can bring him an offering of your fast?
Yeah.
And so literally what you're doing is you're saying to him, Father, I'm giving you this breakfast time, this afternoon time, I'm giving you my food, and I'm offering that to you in exchange for my faith. I'm offering this fast because I'm asking you to do something. I'm asking you to grow me up, mature me, answer my request, meet me spiritually. And when I talk about this change, of course, as I mentioned, I really thought about our country when I wrote the book. But because I deal with so many people in the church and I coach so many people, I realize we all need to change, Bill. That's the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have areas of weakness and immaturity, areas we've justified, bad behavior, every one of us, because we're human. We have those elements in our life. So if we'll get serious with God, and again, I want your audience to understand that fasting is biblical and it's taught and literally it's expected. Let me just make reference. Do you remember when the disciples of John the Baptist came and they said to Jesus, how come your disciples aren't fasting like we are? And Jesus said, there is a time to fast, but right now the bridegroom is here. You don't ever fast during a wedding.
Right.
During a wedding, we're celebrating. We're having a great time, right? Enjoying the food. But when the wedding is over, you will fast again. And Jesus was saying, here, I am the bridegroom. So you're not going to fast while I'm here, but there will be a time again when you fast when I'm gone. So there's times over and over that Jesus is saying, you're supposed to fast.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, you mentioned faith, Tim, and I was last week studying in the book of Hebrews in the 5th chapter, the final verse, about it was, you know, I felt like the apostle was wanting to grab us by the shoulders and say, grow up. You need to mature, because where we are right now and looking at the condition of our society today, we have, you know, getting back to what happened in the garden, is that we're not discerning good from evil very well. I mean, look at what's happening right now with Israel. The situation is happening here in the streets of America. People are not discerning the difference between good and evil. And I saw this kind of this going hand in hand in what we're talking about today in terms of fasting. This is a movement of maturity where we will mature by faith in our walk with God, so that we would be better at discerning good and evil, because we're told in the last days that we will not be very good at discerning good from evil, that which is called evil will be called good, that which is good will be called evil, and we're seeing that represented and that demonstrated in the here and now, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know one of the things the Word tells us, in the last days some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of evil. And the Bible also tells us, woe in those days when they call evil good and good evil. And so we see that, and to your point, it is on us to spiritually mature.
Yes.
No one can spoon feed me. I mean, I am under the greatest teacher on Sunday mornings. My husband, shout out. Yeah. He is the greatest teacher of doctrine in the Word of God. But I have to listen. I have to have ears to listen. And then I have to put into practice. I have to get up in the morning and have my prayer time. I have to have my reading of the Word. You know, I this week went through a little setback personally, just kind of sharing with your audience, and was taken by surprise, and something that happened that that hurt me deeply. Mm-hmm. And it was something that happened in our family and one of my mm-hmm. grandchildren, and just a little setback with one of them. Right. And I just had to begin to pray. And I had to be able to pray for supernatural healing in that little baby's life.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, where are you? God, where are you? And mm-hmm. I'm struggling right now. Where are you? And it's interesting, Bill, in full disclosure, it doesn't matter how close you are to God. We're yeah. all going to go through periods where we're like, God, where are you? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, in the midst of this week, getting back deep into the Word of God, praying and fasting and going on my walks with God, there is no one else to turn to but
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what spiritual growth is all about. If I didn't have a foundation in my faith, if I didn't have a deep root system, I could have been one who would depart from the faith.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing, Christians departing from the faith because they don't have a deep root system. So let me say to who's ever listening right now, no one can do it for you. You have to discipline yourself. You have to read the Word. You have to pray. You have to have a relationship with God. You got to talk to Him. You have to fast. You have to do these things. Because have you ever looked at someone that has a beautiful relationship with God and say, I wish I had that?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't just come.
Exactly.
They developed it through maturity, through desire, through discipline. It's mm-hmm. on all of us to do that.
Well, you know, and you read stories of people that you would consider, you know, holy and saints, you know, by human measure. I think of Mother Teresa, for example, mm-hmm. and she went through a dark spell in her life where, mm-hmm. you know, she felt like, okay, but it was faith that carried her through. Because like you said, when it comes down to it, who are you going to believe? Who yeah. are you going to hang on to? You know, mm-hmm. I think in my journey many times, you know, I have friends say, how you doing? I say, I'm hanging on to the edge of Jesus' garment.
You go.
He's dragging yeah. me, you know,
yeah.
And I'm okay. I mean, I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with being that vulnerable and honest about it, because mm-hmm. that was a big turn for me in my prayer life, Tammy, when I realized that I could be honest with God, because I'd gone through a season where I went through the refiner's fire mm-hmm. and it was painful, and it got to a point, Tammy, for about 6 months, I couldn't pray the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my
mm-hmm.
favorite prayer. And I, mm-hmm. when I would get to that point of, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, I had to tell God, I said, God, I've had enough of your kingdom right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I, you know, I'll be honest with you. And I thought for sure there was going to be a bolt of lightning and I was just going to be, you know, just a bit of coal on the road or something, you know.
Yeah,
But at that moment, I felt my prayer life and my relationship with mm-hmm. God went through a new dimension
yeah.
because I could be honest and say, this sucks, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love it. The scripture that says the goodness of the Lord compels us. And even in the midst of, as I just shared, something that happened, I'm like, God, where are you in all of this?
Yeah.
His love surrounds us. And so for those of you who might be bitter right now or broken or angry or questioning God, He can handle it, first of all. But don't stop talking to Him, because the more you pursue Him in conversation, and sometimes I like to say this, I say it in a lot of my coaching videos, mm-hmm. we have to be still and know that He's God.
Amen.
Because He wants to minister to us. And He will at times just whisper. He wants to whisper. And so for me, I say that I get up in the morning. I'm like, God, this one hurts. Where are you? I need you.
Right.
If I will be still, the goodness of the Lord compels me. And, you know, there's nowhere else to go. You can turn away from God, but you'll find yourself turning right back to Him, because there is no one else to go to.
Exactly.
And again, I believe that my fasting has sharpened me. It's taught me how to literally hear Him, to see Him, to believe Him. Now, I'm one of those believers who believe in the evidence, and I believe the evidence is seen. Sometimes I have to just see the sunrise and the sunset to see the goodness
right.
of the Lord. But I call on that. I call on the scripture. I believe it. I don't, you know, I might have a moment of doubt. I'll be honest with you at times.
Yes.
But it doesn't stay. I don't stay there. Because
right.
God is a good God.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times if I do go through the refiner's fire, it's because, you know, there's so much gold in me. There's so much gold in me. He said, Tammy, there's so much in you. Yeah, I got to get the dross off and it doesn't feel good. And I'm saying to someone who's listening right now, yeah, they're saying, yeah, Tammy, listen to you. I'm telling you, just stay the course. stay the course, my friend. I'm going to challenge you to go on this fast with me. And I'd love to hear from you. Let me just throw this out right now. You can email me at TammyHotsonPillar.com. I return those emails and just tell me your story. And I will pray with you and I will put a prayer request on our wall for you. But my friend, surround yourself with believers. Surround yourself with people to hold you accountable. Put people, when you can't hear God's voice, put people in your life that will recite it to you. Open up the Word of God and just pray it over yourself. Pray it over yourself. So don't forget, pray, fast, go with God, read the Word of God. God is there for you.
Amen. You know, Tammy, we were just talking with Dr. Raleigh Washington, and his new book is called, it's titled One Word. Okay, how to heal, you know, from hurts and, you know, conflicts and in relationships and that. He said the one word is relationship, you know, to your point, is that we need to fortify ourselves. You know, first of all, we need to be in relationship with God. We need to have that vertical relationship because you can't give what you don't have. You know, it's God that dispenses his grace, his mercy, his love through us. And out of that outpouring, and it is an outpouring, it's not that we hold on to it. It just flows through us. And what flows through us is what builds that that horizontal relationship with people. And it's so important because we need each other, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, that's a good word. Of course, we know that's a beautiful picture of the cross. It's our relationship with Christ and then our relationship with mankind. And we can't have a relationship with mankind if we don't have a relationship with Christ, not a healthy one, at least.
Yeah,
and so that is a beautiful, beautiful picture. But again, I want to just encourage your audience just to stop and ask, you know, to your point, what you talked about a relationship. I mean, my relationship with God is first and foremost, and I've had to develop that over the years. And I have a great relationship with my husband. I have a great relationship with my children and my grandchildren. I've got great girlfriends. But none of that can compare to the relationship that I have with Christ. And if you fear him or you're angry at him or you doubt him, again, be truthful enough to at least call out to him and try to build that relationship. How do you build a relationship with a spouse? You talk to them. You do things with them. You interact with them. You don't avoid them. Well, you can't avoid God. You have to pursue God. And when that happens, you'll definitely build a relationship with him.
Well, Tammy, we got about 2 minutes left here. And again, I want you to remind everybody, again, the book, Fasting for Change, 21-Day Journey of Discovering Who God Created You to Be. When it will begin, you will be joining us because, like I said, count me in. I'm in 100%. So we will be there, and you can join us on this 21-day journey as we fast for a change. So, again, remind them how they can get their hands on the book. What's the next decision, the next step that they must make, and how they can stay in touch?
Well, you see right there my name, so just check me out. Really simple. Go to my website. It's my name, TammyHotsonPillar.com. And, of course, you can always follow me on social media, Instagram or Facebook. We put all the posts and the videos up every day there. But I want to be your fasting coach. Go to Amazon right now. You can get the book, Fasting for a Change. You'll also see my other fasting books, so they may trigger some interest in your mind as well. But join us starting January 21st. We're going to fast for a change. We're going to start the new year with resolutions that work. We're going to fast together, and we're really going to see breakthrough in our personal lives and our church life and our home life. But I thank you for this opportunity. And again, I'd love to have you follow me. I'm always posting great words of affirmation. Check out my podcast because I really want to be a life coach to you and a person of inspiration. So thanks, Bill, for the opportunity. I really appreciate you and look forward to your audience joining us on this fast.
Tammy Hotsonpillar, you're awesome. But you know that. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.